From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Mostly sunny skies can be expected this afternoon, except for partly cloudy skies near the Vermont-Massachusetts border, as well as northeast and in the Adirondacks. Highs will range from the mid-60s to around 70 in the north and in the low to mid-70s across the south. It will be a few degrees cooler tomorrow, with the slight chance of a shower over high terrain. Variations on the theme of above-average temperatures will continue through at least next Tuesday, this despite a cooling trend that has begun today and will continue tomorrow region-wide and across northeastern sections on Saturday. It did get just warm enough yesterday to set a new record high of 80 degrees in Montpelier. The old record of 79 was set in 2005. A strong cold front will likely have cleared our region to the north by Sunday, with the next chance of record-breaking warmth coming then. The warm front will be lifting through on Saturday and Saturday night, but the frontal passage looks like it will be dry or nearly so. No significant precipitation is expected until Monday at the earliest, probably sometime from Monday into Tuesday, or even as late as Wednesday. Much depends on the track of Hurricane Nate and its eventual remnants. Many northern locations did receive welcome rainfall last night, the previous month having been very dry. Unfortunately, it was only a few hundredths of an inch across the south, if that, such as 0.05 in Rutland or just a single hundredth of an inch in Bennington. Farther north, the big winner was Saranac Lake with 0.61 of an inch. Middlebury received about 0.25 inch, and a little less than 0.5 inch fell here in St. Johnsbury. The front that brought last night's rainfall is now settling southward to around the coast, where it will stall until Saturday morning. Another relatively weak cold front will move in from the north tomorrow. This dissipating front will drop temperatures a few more degrees, and an accompanying upper-level disturbance will bring the slight chance of a mountain shower tomorrow. All the while, the front that's now settling to the coast will be getting ready to lift back toward the north as a warm front on Saturday. This should allow at least far southern sections and areas west of the Greens to make it back into the 70s on Saturday. It will probably be a slow go for the warmer air to push into the Northeast Kingdom, northern New Hampshire, and the eastern townships. With the warm front off to our north on Sunday, the next non-robust cold front will be approaching, having little effect on temperatures but perhaps sparking a few showers. The period from Monday night into Tuesday appears to be the most likely time for the potential remnants of Hurricane Nate to arrive in our area, but the storm has a long way to go if or until that happens. As of the 11 a.m. advisory, Nate was spinning over the east coast of Nicaragua, moving northwest at 9 miles an hour. Closer to home, in the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly sunny, except partly cloudy in the far south, as well as northeast and in the Adirondacks. Highs from the mid-60s to around 70 north, low to mid-70s south. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 20 miles an hour late. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower near the Massachusetts border. Lows from the mid-40s to around 50, some cooler hollows north in the lower 40s. West winds gusting to 20 miles an hour early, then diminishing to light and variable. On Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight chance of a shower in the northern mountains and southern greens, highs ranging from 60 to 70 northern hills to southern valleys, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday night, variable clouds, lows in the mid to upper 40s south and in the Champlain Valley, low to mid 40s elsewhere north except mid to upper 30s in the cold hollows northeast, light winds variable to southeast. On Saturday, periods of clouds with a slight chance of a shower, highs in the 60s to lower 70s, some lower 60s northeast and mid 70s in the St. Lawrence Valley. Light winds increasing from the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour from the Green Mountains westward, sometimes gusting to 25. That's the latest forecast from the Fairbanks Museum. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.